Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Samech Dalet in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Asiri, the 10th Perek of Maseches Eruvin, in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis towards the bottom. Says the Gemara, Havu Bayin Meimar. The Gemara is referring to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if someone finds tefillin in the street, so then Rabbanan say he can put a pair of tefillin and come in. According to Ram Gamliel, he could put two pairs of tefillin. Two tefillin shiyad and two tefillin shirush. So the question is, what's the pshat in the machlokes? So says the Gemara, what they wanted to say is, al daitan de rabbonon ein mechuver. What's ein mechuver? It's not so clear what we said you can't put on tefillin on Shabbos. Meaning, really mean deraisa, one could put tefillin on Shabbos. It's only a de rabbonon not to put tefillin on Shabbos. And therefore, that is the reason you could put a tefillin when someone finds tefillin on the street. Tefillin, the only way to put them on is only if today is the mitzvah. It's not a clothing. It's not a malbush. So the only way you put it because you have to do it. So therefore you can put one pair of tefillin on Shabbos when you find it on the street. According to Gamliel, it's midoraisa that Shabbos is not tefillin. So why can I put on tefillin on Shabbos if I find it on the street? Because it's derech malbush, because it looks like clothing. If so, you could put even two. It's also going to be clothing. And as the Gemara goes on and explains, on top, they did a shear, they did a measurement. How much the top of the head can hold? The top of the head can hold two tefillin. That's why, according to Rav Gamliel, two tefillin is appropriate to wear it. If it's a malbush, you can wear whatever fits on the top of the head. And as the Gemara says, you can put two tefillin over there. If you can put two tefillin, so why during the weekday I can't put tefillin over there? If he wants to, he could. As Rav Chaim explains in the second explanation, Rav Yirmiyo is coming to argue what we said before. We just said that Kurtam Gamliel Shabbos loves on tefillin. Rav Yirmiyo says no, Shabbos is not tefillin. So why can I put two pairs of tefillin? Because two pairs is the amount of room that you have to put. So it says the Gemara, so why do I do it in the weekday also? He says you could put two pairs of tefillin. There's no issue about Yosef. So the Gemara is Reiko Asbury of Amnuna. Amnuna explained to me, what is this area in the head? Where the head of a child, of a baby, is soft. Before the baby develops, before he matures, so the top of the head is soft. That area is the area of the tefillin. So the Gemara, we bring another example that we spoke about, that part of the head which is soft by a baby. Because it says, you don't kill only an ox who kills an odom. That's the case that Torah speaks about. But even if a chicken killed a person, killed a teenager, a child, so you have to kill the chicken. You have to be sick of the chicken. Now, what's the case? When did the chicken be killed? He saw the soft part of the head of a baby, and he went and he pierced it, and that's how the chicken killed the baby, and that's why he was niskal. So we just bring an example that we talk about the soft part of the head of the baby. You must put on two pairs of tefillin. Don't put less. Because if you're putting less, so then you're going to be carrying too much. You're going to come again and again. So Leah requires one who finds tefillin on the street to put two at a time. Not that you're required to do two, but if you want to, you could do two. If you want, you could do only one. We're going to use now the gear of Reb Chaim. Havu bai meimar al daitun de Reb Acho. According to Reb Acho, they have a choice. You can put one tefillin or two tefillins. Ein muchvor. The fact that you can't put on tefillin on Shabbos is not a deraisa. It's ein muchvor, as we said before. It's only a din derabanan. So therefore, you could put on tefillin on Shabbos. So he said you can put one tefillin, you can put two tefillins. You're putting tefillin as if you're wearing tefillin because that's the mitzvah. You could put on two tefillins if you want to. The main way of doing a mitzvah is one tefillin, so that's good as well. Al taita de Rabbi Yosi, but according to Rabbi Yosi, muchvor. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's clear that you can't put on tefillin on Shabbos. So the only reason why I'm allowing you to put on tefillin is because it's considered to be a malbush. So better to put as much as possible, and that's what he says to do two, not to do less. Says the Gemara, if you're allowing this because of the bizarre tefillin, why can't you just bring it in his hand? Still, you want to do it derech malbush as much as possible. That's how I'm wearing the tefillin, not carrying the tefillin. So, and the Gemara continues, but why two and not less than two? Mutav lidchus the Shabbos b'makas lo shnei pe'amim. We don't want him to go and carry a few times. It's still, it's not considered to be malbush mamish. They allowed him derech malbush, but it's still carrying tefillin, which is not needed. So therefore, do as less as least as possible, do two at a time. Not only a man, but also a woman can put it, if she finds tefillin in the street, she can take it in. Have a bay meimer mandoma mechuvah hanicho. Could the one that says the Shabbos loves a tefillin, but still I'm allowing someone to put on the tefillin if he finds it, because derech malbush we allow it. So there's no difference between a man and a woman, because according to both, a man and a woman cannot put tefillin today. It's only a din of malbush. But mandoma ain't a muchla. Could the one that said that there's no issue to put on tefillin Shabbos? That's why I'm allowing the man to put on tefillin. Lo yemuchvur tzalayish v'yem mechuvur tzalayisho. So then what, the chuvah should be adhered to the man and the woman. A man can still put on tefillin because he has the obligation. A woman not. So by the woman, it's also to put on tefillin. According to this man, Noma, if it's also, you're not allowed to put on tefillin even if you find it in the street. Says Gemara, Ma'ablozo, Matana, Isho, Ram Gamliel. That is the sheet of Ram Gamliel. The Tani, Tavi, Ever the Ram Gamliel, Haya, Nesen, Tefillin, V'loi Miuchav, Yodah Chachamim. Tavi, the slave Ram Gamliel, he used to put on tefillin. Chachamim did not say a thing. The next three words we erase according to Gisa Reb Chaim. Whoever the Isha, there's no difference between Evid and Isha. According to Ram Gamliel, the same way Evid can put on tefillin, Isha can put tefillin as well. And that's why Isha, who finds tefillin in the street, can bring it in because she's allowed to put on tefillin. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if you find old tefillin, so then you can bring them in. But if it's new, so you're allowed to leave it there, you don't bring it in. So explains the Gemara in the Sefer Chedal and Beis Lama. What's the reason? Yeshanois bedukos, chadoshos ain't bedukos. Old tefillin, you know they checked, you know they're kosher. Chadoshos were not checked, so maybe they're not kosher. So the Gemara Tani tefillin tzach levot kol achad l'shtem asa chodesh divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, you have to check your tefillin once a year. Hashem galil oimer ain't on tzach bediko. You don't have to check them. You can assume they're okay. Hila zaka oimer elu me'avi imohem. These tefillin are from my grandfather, my maternal grandfather. And the point is, they were never checked, even since his grandfather, they were never checked. Says the Gemara, Motzo Shnayim Shloisho Tzvotim. So as we mentioned in the Mishnah, a Tzvat means that you have Shliyad v'Shlorosh tied together, and there is a pile of this Shliyad v'Shlorosh. Poidek Zug Risho Mitzvahs Risho. He checks one Zug, one pair of tefillin from the first pile. V'chen M'sheni v'chen M'shlishi. He checks one Zug in every pile. And we're not referring here regarding Shabbos. We're referring to you have a pile of tefillin. The question is kosher or not. So you check one, you assume the entire pile is kosher. So the more Yitzchak ben Elozo shoal, echad chazok lekulam, or kol echad ve'echad v'fnei atzmoi. Do we say that one pile is a chazok with the other two piles? Or every pile needs to make its own chazok? What's the nafka mino? So the Gemara says like this. In teima echad chazok lekulon, bedek zug risho mitzvahs rishon. The way Reb Chaim explains the second explanation, he's asking, if you hold all one, consider all three piles to be one, so it should be enough to check the first pile. Just you'll need to check three tefillin from the first pile. Why do you say to check one tefillin from pile number one, one tefillin from pile number two, and one tefillin from pile number three? Just check all three from pile number one. And the lashon of the question will be, if you hold echad chazaka lekulam, but the zugri shemitzvahs mishon, you should check three zugri shemitzvahs mishon. In Tema, kol echad ve'echad chazok v'nei atzmoim. And if you want to tell me each pile is on its own, and if you checked one pile, that there's not an indication to the next pile. Poedik shlosh ha'zukim, kol tzav tzatz. You should check three zugas in every pile, because you clearly need a chazok of three. So, Mimon Hashach, why are you saying it's one from each pile? Do you hold that all the piles are considered to be one, so you could check three from any pile? And if you hold that they're not, you should check three from each pile. Why are you telling me one from each pile? And the Gemara does not answer. So the Gemara was sakono mechasom vaydechloi. If it's time sakono, he just covers it and he leaves. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara speaks about someone who found a sefer Torah in the street. If it's a rainy season, so he cannot leave the sefer Torah there. So what should he do? He covers himself with the hide of the sefer Torah, meaning with the parchment, umechason, and he covers that with his clothing. That's how he goes into the city. It needs to be soft hide. But if it's hard, so then it's a muscle. That's a carrying. It's not considered to be a clothing. It's only if the sefer is in a place which all the rain gathers over there. It's the end of a slope. So the water comes there, the Sevetoya will be full of water and become pasul. But if it's not that place, it's not a place where the water gathers, so then you just leave the Sevetoya there and you'll come pick it after Shabbos. Halacha Beis Zog Demishtam. Shimon Aymer, Noisan Lechaveyor, Vechaveyor Lechaveyor, Shumigel Lechotzer Achitzon. He says another solution. He found tefillin in the street. He gives it to his friend. So each one is now walking more than 4 amas and not carrying 1 4 amas. So he gives it to a friend, the friend to another friend, until he gets to the outside, Chotzer, to the external courtyard of the city. Also, if he has a child and he needs to carry in, so he gives it to his friend, his friend to his friend, until 100, that's you carry the baby. So you could take a barrel and give it from friend to friend, the same what we said before, and even if it's coming from outside the tchum. He says you can't do outside the tchum. If you're outside the tchum, so he has to go to where the owner is. If you're coming with outside the tchum, so then the owner of this barrel is more than 2,000 amos away. You can't take the barrel where the owner can go. And we'll see in a moment how we explain Rabbi Yehuda. Once said, when we said you could carry the baby, is a baby who's in Ismana Sakana. So Moslem Chavrayo says, a friend asked him, if it's Tinok Shasakana, Pikoch Nefesh, so we have to give it from friend to friend. Just carry the baby inside. Says, if we're talking a case, anyway, people are standing there, there's no purpose of carrying the baby doing Chilul Shabbos, so you prefer to do that Chilul Shabbos if you can. In other words, we're going with the mandamar, the Pikoch Nefesh is Tchuyo, it's not Hutcho. You can't just do Pikoch Nefesh for no reason unless you need to do it. But if you're able to avoid it, you try to avoid it. Continues the Gemara to explain what Rav Yehuda said, that you could take the barrel and bring it the barrel from person to person, even outside of the Tchum. He's not taking the barrel. He's taking only the water which is in the barrel. So every person takes the barrel and empties it out, empties the water out of it to the next barrel. And then the next one does the next one. And that's how they go out even outside of the tchum. The loy can usher. If you don't do that, and if you don't pour it, it's usher. Rabbi Yehuda Kedai, that really goes to Shitosoy. Here we're using again the Yusuf of Chaim. This we mentioned before, that when you have a woman that are partners in a isa, in dough, so you go bathe all the spices that are in the dough, depends who the owner is. And if one of them belongs to the tchum in the east, the other one belongs to the tchum in the west, so you can't carry the dough to a place where both of them cannot go. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's all the spices and flour, but now water. Water and melach, that does not koine shvisa. So because Rabbi Yehuda holds, the water is not going to shviso. So the water, I don't care where the owner is, you can take the water and continue pushing it on. That's the pshat in our mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda, if you give each one, just pours the water to the next barrel, pours the water to the next barrel, you can take it even chutz l'tchum, because the water is not going to shviso. And chachamim, they argue, they say, it is going to shviso, so you have to, the water can only go as much as the owner of the water can go. With this we conclude, Yushal Me'er Vindav Samech Daled.